Since starting the Simple Lifestyle page, I've been doing a lot of reading about the toxins that are in the products that we use every day. And that's the reason that I have put recipes for toothpaste, shampoo, laundry soap, how to make your own soap to use in those products. Because all of our hygiene products have so many chemicals in them that they are toxic to our bodies. When we stand in the shower and our pores open up under the hot water, then all of those toxins that are in our shampoos and conditioners and body washes go into our pores as they open up, and our bodies fill up with formaldehyde and sodium lauryl sulfate and all the other chemical toxins that are in our hygiene products. So today on the Healthy Eating segment, I want to talk to you about something that we ingest daily all over this country throughout the entire day, and that is fluoride. Fluoride can be found in its natural form in fresh and ocean water, but this is not what is added to our drinking water. The fluoride in our drinking water is actually a byproduct of the phosphate mining industry. Reporters Joel Griffith and Chris Bryson discovered the truth about fluoride while researching hundreds of declassified documents about the Manhattan Project, America's secret atomic bomb development program. They found that fluoride was a key chemical in atomic bomb production. Millions of tons were used during the Cold War period to manufacture high-grade uranium and plutonium. Fluoride was the top chemical hazard of the U.S. nuclear weapons program, not only for workers, but for those living in nearby communities as well. Documents show that the first U.S. lawsuits levied against the atomic weapons program were over fluoride poisoning, not radiation damage. The United States government secretly ordered atomic bomb scientists to create evidence useful in litigation against defense contractors who were being accused of injuring citizens with fluoride. This secret work to head off government lawsuits led to a multi-billion-dollar industry that has been poisoning our water supplies, our toothpaste, and our bodies ever since. So the government manufactured documents to show that fluoride was safe, and a multi-billion-dollar industry was born, and that was the industry of selling this poisonous, toxic byproduct of the phosphate mining industry to communities and cities and townships and counties all over this country to put in our drinking water. I mentioned that fluoride is a byproduct of the phosphate mining industry, and when it is mined, toxic fumes would go into the atmosphere from refining phosphate into fertilizer. And once people recognized that this was bad for the environment, wet scrubbing systems were installed to keep the toxic fumes from going into the outside air. The chemical residues inside had to be cleaned off and were considered hazardous waste, so it's illegal to just toss them out. So they started selling them to be added to the water supply instead. And here's what you can do if you want to know just exactly how toxic sodium fluoride is. Look at the label on the sodium fluoride can that goes to your water treatment system. It says danger, poison, toxic by ingestion. A company that distributes fluorides to towns and cities provides a little more information. Theirs says health hazards, corrosive to skin, eyes, and mucous membranes through direct contact, inhalation, or ingestion. May cause severe irritation and burns, which may not be immediately apparent. Potential health effects, ingestion corrosive, harmful or fatal, if swallowed, may cause severe irritation and burns of the mouth, throat, and digestive tract. Signs and symptoms may lead to coma or death. Now, that's just exactly how toxic sodium fluoride is if you read the label on the can when it comes to your water treatment plant. Fluoride is a poison. Now, just how poisonous is it? The 1984 issue of Clinical Toxicology of Commercial Products lists fluoride as more poisonous than lead and just slightly less poisonous than arsenic. So what is this poison doing to our bodies? The Journal of the American Medical Association and the New England Journal of Medicine have both reported greater incidence of hip fractures in fluoridated areas. The National Institute of Environmental and Health Services has linked fluoridation with cancer. Where fluoridation is consumed in the drinking water, there are higher rates of bone disorders, skeletal fluorosis, osteoporosis, and arthritic pain, and people suffer from brown decaying teeth. So much for fluoride preventing tooth decay. And actual studies, long-term studies, have shown that in areas where fluoride is used in the drinking water, there is no difference in the amount of tooth decay than in the areas that don't use any fluoride at all. Fluoride has been used as a pesticide for mice, rats, and other small pests. A 10-pound infant could be killed by 1/100th of an ounce, and a 100-pound adult could be killed by 1/10th of an ounce of fluoride. The Akron Regional Poison Center indicates that a 7-ounce tube of toothpaste contains 199 milligrams of fluoride, more than enough to kill a 25-pound child. And the thing about toothpaste is we don't swallow it. We brush our teeth with it and we spit it out. So fluoride in the drinking water is much more dangerous to us than fluoride in toothpaste. But that just shows you how poisonous fluoride actually is. What does fluoride do to your body? Well, it is a cumulative poison. It builds up over the years. It has caused chromosome damage, damage to the kidneys, the brain, Alzheimer's, lowering of the IQ, early onset of puberty. It affects the thyroid gland. It can cause cancer, arthritis, infertility, and it causes the bones to become brittle. So fluoride is one of the most toxic things that we are using or we are being ingested with in this country, all over the country. People are drinking water with fluoride all day, every day, and over the years we're having all these health problems because it is a cumulative poison. So what you can do for your health is drink water that has no fluoride in it. Buy bottled water and make sure that it doesn't have chemicals added, or distilled water. Or if you have well water, don't let anybody convince you to put any fluoride in your drinking water. And if you can afford it and you have city water, then get some type of filter to put on the line where it goes into your house so that the water in your house will be fluoride free. We need to be doing all that we can to keep our bodies healthy, from healthy eating of fresh food that we get on the farm to eliminating the toxins that the government puts in our drinking water, in our processed foods, and in our hygiene products.